Welcome to DI Squared, a 10-part weekly feature of KBOO News. Is there anyone working in a business, large or small, maybe in a factory or a store or in the government or in a school, anyone who hasn't thought and maybe even dreamed of starting their own business and working for themselves? Anyone? At one time or another, almost all of us want to work for ourselves, not for someone else. That's the starting point for this KBOO news feature, Dream It, Do It. We call it DI Squared, Dream It, Do It. Our goal is to wake you up and get you thinking about starting a business of your own. Maybe you're a person who should start your own business. Take the risks. Dream it, do it. Or maybe not. This is the second of 10 episodes. Each week, we'll feature these three elements. First, a featured entrepreneur profile of someone who's done it. Second, a featured resource that you can use to find funding or get other types of support to get started or expand. Third, we'll have a question of the week from a listener and a response from an expert that focuses on a specific burning issue that you as an entrepreneur face in getting started. The entrepreneurs we are covering are all people of color in the Portland area, and people who have created businesses that range from asbestos removal to winemaking. You'll hear their stories, and maybe you'll be inspired, or maybe not. No matter, these are people who dreamed it and then did it, and that's what DI Squared is all about. We spoke with featured entrepreneur of the week, Christian Kofi, at KBOO Studio. 8 years ago, Christian and his wife, Natalia, started Portland Movers Company, LLC. Here's Christian to tell his story. Christian, please describe your business and how you came to be in Portland.
We are a family-owned business. We do household goods, moving, and mainly commercial and residential. We are based out of Northeast Portland, have about 11 employees.
There are lots of moving companies in Portland. What sets yours apart?
The attention we give our customers, because when most people think about movers, there are a lot of horrible stories in that industry, and from people being ripped off to people things being broken. And one of the things for me personally, I when I work for anyone, I like them to have my trust.
You started here in Portland. What made you want to start your own business?
It came out of necessity. I came right out of college. I had a fairly good job working for a nonprofit here in Portland. It's a local nonprofit called Black United Fund. I was with Fund for 3 years. When I lost that job, I needed a job. And my wife told me, you need to find something to do because we got to survive. So, and knowing me, I'm never too shy to do anything. So one of the opportunities I got through a friend was to help with moving. I worked with them for a couple of times, and what really prompted me to start this myself was one of the customers we worked for asked me if I run my own business. And I had a smile on my face. I said, why? She said, because you're very good at what you do. So I went home and told my wife, and she said, well, if you think you can do it, go ahead. And from there, that's how it all started. I called one of my friends here I'm originally from West Africa, and one of my friends too from Africa, and I called him and said, hey, would you be interested in doing this with me? He said, oh, yeah. So we started with printing a couple of brochures and going to apartment complexes and putting signs up. And within a couple of months, we started getting calls. And when we realized that we were growing so fast, we decided to call the city and get a legal business license, and see, because so we got a business license, and after that we decided to go with ODOT and get the certification to do household goods moving here in Oregon.
What was the most difficult problem you faced in that startup period, say your first?
It's getting the phone calls. And I say that because there are lots of companies. As a small business here in Portland, it's getting those phone calls coming. We didn't spend a lot of money on marketing. One of the things that we did was it's just word by mouth, going out and talking to people. And every job, even if it is one job we do a week, that job, we put all our heart and soul into it so that that customer can be so pleased and spread the word for us.
Oh, did you have to raise money to buy a truck or to pay salaries or anything like that?
No. That's one thing that we decided we're not going to do. Everything we got came out of the business revenue.
So you literally started with nothing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Were there any outside resources that you used that were helpful?
The city was very helpful because they put us in the right directions. The folks from ODOT, they have a branch in Jensen Beach. I remember I spent almost all day at their office there, just going through all the legal aspects of getting our business going.
ODOT would be Oregon Department of Transportation?
Transportation, yes.
What's it like to be a business partner with your spouse?
To be honest, it's very difficult because my wife is an ambitious person. She does all the background work for the business, and I'm the one mainly on the field. So having your wife giving you the correction and being honest with you about things you need to do, you just cannot take that personally. You have to know. You have to separate the business from the family part of it. And it is difficult, but we have managed up to this point to separate our business from our family life, and she does a very good job.
If you could give a piece of advice to someone starting out on their own for the first time, what would it be?
Trust your instincts, because most of the time we have to make decisions that can either make or break your business. So you have to trust your guidance and also be very consistent. Consistency in what we do matters a lot because we basically do most of the same thing every day. So be consistent with all your customers. My customers are very important in what we do.
Have you ever felt like you trusted your instincts and you really went wrong?
Yes, I have, and I just have to live with the result because 99.9% of the time I'm right.
Do you see your business continuing to grow, or are you going to stay in the same business?
After the first 10 years, see how it goes. If I feel that we are at the spot where we can expand, we'll do that. But for now, our concentration is only Oregon and some part of Washington.
That was Christian Kofi of Portland Movers. And that brings us to our question of the week, and that comes from Sam Bowman.
Where can I get some training here in Portland to start my own business? Is there a school or an evening class that would help me to become an entrepreneur?
To answer Sam's question, we invited Maggie Finnerty to KBOO. Maggie is president and executive director of Oregon Entrepreneurs Network. Maggie, thanks for joining us today. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Oregon Entrepreneurs Network is the statewide entrepreneurial support system, and we help entrepreneurs get started and scale. And we work with companies from all industries across the state. Every month, we have a pub talk that takes place, of course, at a pub in Portland. Beyond Angels, startup funders pitch to you. There seems to be a bit of a misconception that companies need to have angel investment and later venture financing in order to be successful. And to be honest, that's actually not right for everybody. It's on Wednesday, June 14th at the Lucky Lab in Northwest Portland. It's from 5 to 7, 1945 Northwest Quinby.
So Maggie, as you know, one of the features of our show is a question of the week. And the question today is, where can someone in Portland get training to start a business? Is there a school or an evening class that would give some guidance or direction on that subject?
The good news is that in Portland, there are tons of resources available for people who are interested in starting a business. The bad news is that there are so many different places where a person could go that it's kind of easy to get lost, and it's not always intuitive which is the best fit for your organization and for the kind of business that you want to start. So I would say that for anyone looking to start or scale a business in the Portland region, that they should come to OEM first, and then part of what we do is help make sure that those entrepreneurs get connected to the right people, programs, and capital that they need. Well, I would just encourage anyone who's considering starting a business to really think about the business itself. I know a lot of folks get hung up on how they're going to be able to fund the company, and I would request that they think more about the business, less about the money. If you have a good enough product and if you really are solving a true problem that needs to be solved in a unique way, that the money will follow. I would also say that there are tons of resources in the Portland area. It's very easy to get lost, and OEN helps you navigate. We're happy to refer people out to our partner organizations. We're called the Oregon Entrepreneurs Network because we really are a network.
Maggie, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for the work that you do.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Listeners, you can learn more about what the OEN has to offer by looking at their website, making contact with them, and asking for the help you need. There are lots of resources out there that you can access in getting started. Next week, we'll continue to explore what it is that makes a person likely to be successful as an entrepreneur. Just keep in mind that there's no one right set of characteristics for being a successful entrepreneur. That's it for DI Squared for today. Thanks for listening. If you want to review what you've heard just now, go to kboo.com and look under Evening News for today's date. And send your questions to theroadlive@gmail.com. We'd like to make your question the featured question for one of our shows. We'll be back in a week. Tune in then for the next episode of DI Squared. Dream it, do it. From KBOO News, I'm Tom Flynn.